This bit of lagniappe, a little something extra from Forgotten Classics, has to do with the Liturgy of the Hours. I'm going to read from The School of Prayer, An Introduction to the Divine Office for All Christians by John Brook. This seems particularly appropriate, not only because I thought it was a good thing to read, but because we're reading China Court, and that whole book is based around the Liturgy of the Hours, which you may recall is praying using scripture three times a day for lay people, which is anybody who is not in religious life, and up to seven times a day for religious, which would be monks, nuns, priests, that sort of thing. This comes from the Jewish practice of daily prayer, which Jesus would have followed as a Jew, which was praying three times a day, morning prayer at sunrise, afternoon prayer at the time of the evening sacrifice in the Temple of Jerusalem, which would have been 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and evening prayer at nightfall. Every devout Jew did this, and the early church continued it, and then amplified it as seemed good to help everybody out who needed that extra bit of prayer. So now, on with the excerpt, which explains a bit more. A child learns to write by copying the letters the teacher has carefully written out. The teacher writes a line, and underneath the child copies the example of the teacher. That is precisely how we learn to pray, how we come to know God. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. We learn to pray by taking the prayers inspired by the Spirit and copying them, following the movement of the Spirit with mind and heart. This is the fundamental principle of the divine office. The office sets before us the prayers inspired by the Spirit in the Psalms and Canticles of Scripture, in the prayers of the saints, and the Church's liturgy. As we take these prayers and copy them with concentration of mind and heart, the same Spirit who inspired these prayers will inspire us to pray. The Spirit will teach us to pray. Learning to pray by following the prayers inspired by the Spirit, by praying the divine office, provides a unique solution to common difficulties everyone faces when beginning to pray. The office resolves the difficulty of finding words. When we make time to pray, we may find that our mind goes blank. We may be depressed and unable to turn to God for help, or joyful, but not know how to express our praise and thanks to God. The divine office gives us the words of prayer, words inspired by the Spirit, the words of sacred scripture. The Psalms, which make up the substance of the office, express the whole gamut of human emotion in prayer, and praying the Psalms gives voice to the deepest movements of the soul. The office also helps to overcome the difficulty of making time to pray and establishing a daily discipline of prayer that lasts more than a few weeks or months. We face the constant temptation of leaving prayer to the fag end of the day or forgetting about it in the pressure of everything else that has to be done. The divine office is an enormous help in tackling the problem of discipline in prayer because it provides a pattern of prayer that can easily be built into our daily habits. Praying the office helps to focus our distracting thoughts. We begin to pray, but within a minute we may be turning over some family problem or reliving a vivid scene from last night's television. The office focuses our thoughts in prayer by providing an objective text on which to concentrate. We are not left to our own resources. The office also enlarges our vision in prayer. Without the office, our prayers can follow the same old track, saying the same things over and over again, boxed into our own small world. The office explodes that box and opens us to experience the whole church praying the mind of Christ, praying for the world for which he suffered and died. The divine office provides a pattern of prayer, which helps to solve the most common difficulties in prayer. It is a way of prayer rooted in the Scriptures, in the experience of Jesus, and in the life of his church. It is a way that has been proved by countless Christians from the earliest times. One of the most moving modern testimonies to the way a pattern of liturgical prayer, such as the divine office, can sustain and transform us comes from an Orthodox Christian in Soviet Russia. Anatoly Levitin was a teacher of Russian literature who was imprisoned for carrying out an informal religious education program for young people. He describes his experience of daily prayer while in solitary confinement. The greatest miracle of all is prayer. I have only to turn my thoughts to God, and I suddenly feel a force bursting into me. There is new strength in my soul, in my entire being. The basis of my whole spiritual life is the Orthodox liturgy. So while I was in prison, I attended it every day in my imagination. At 8 o'clock in the morning, I would begin walking round my cell, repeating its words to myself. I was then inseparably linked to the whole Christian world. In the Great Litany, I would always pray for the Pope and for the Ecumenical Patriarch, as well as for the leaders of my own church. At the central point of the liturgy, I felt myself standing before the face of the Lord, sensing almost physically his wounded, bleeding body. I would begin praying in my own words, remembering all those near to me, those in prison and those who were free, those still alive and those who had died. More and more names welled up from my memory. The prison walls moved apart, and the whole universe became my residence, visible and invisible, the universe for which that wounded, pierced body offered itself in sacrifice. After this, I experienced an exaltation of spirit all day. I felt purified within. From Michael Bordeaux, Risen Indeed, London, DLT, 1983, page 59. Just a tiny bit of commentary on this. I know that there is a blogger out there who is currently trying out the Liturgy of the Hours. She is saying that it really helps her get her life in focus to have to stop every so often, say those little bits of prayer, and then go back to what she's doing. And so it's helping a lot that way. When I was describing that to someone this last weekend, she was smiling and nodding more and more enthusiastically the whole time I was telling her that, because she said that's exactly what happened to her. Within the first week of doing this, just having to stop, refocus, say that little bit of prayer, and then go back to what you were doing really helped her get her life, her daily schedule, everything in order. So it's beneficial in more ways than one, evidently. We might want to keep that in mind either for our own lives or for thinking about how Rumor Garden uses it in China court. So you can go with that on a personal level or you can go with it on a literary level. Either way.